بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا إن الله هو التواب الرحيم.
Verse number 118. Allah turned in forgiveness to the three, Murara ibn Rabi', Ka'b ibn Malik, and Hilal ibn Umayyah, who stayed behind from going with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to Tabuk. The Prophet, peace be upon him, instructed people to stay away from them, which made them feel sadness and grief. The earth seemed narrow to them despite its vastness, and their hearts felt constricted because of their loneliness, and they were certain there was no place of refuge or help they could go to except to Allah alone. Allah was merciful to them, enabling them to turn to Him, asking for forgiveness and accepting their repentance. Allah is the one who accepts their repentance from His slaves and is full of mercy and compassion to them.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
Verse number 119. O you who believe and follow the Messenger, act according to his sacred law and be mindful of him. Following what he instructs and staying away from what he has prohibited, and be with those who are true in their faith and in what they say and do, as there is no salvation except in truth.
ما كان لأهل المدينة ومن حولهم من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين.
Verse number 120. It is not for the people of Medina or those around them of the people who live in the desert, to stay behind the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, if he himself goes out to fight, or to be stingy with themselves and give preference to their own safety over the safety of the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. Rather, they should sacrifice themselves for him. This is because they suffer no thirst, tiredness, or hunger for the sake of Allah, and do not step anywhere in the land of those who deny the truth with their own feet, or the hooves of their horses or camels, angering thereby those who oppose the truth, and do not make a gain over their enemy, killing or capturing them, making war gains or defeating them, except that Allah records for them the reward of a good action for them, which He accepts from them. Allah does not allow the reward of those who do good to be lost. Rather, He gives it to them in full and increases the reward for them.
ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Verse number 121. These successful ones do not sacrifice any wealth, whether it is small or great, And do not cross any valley except that their sacrifice or journey is recorded, so that Allah may repay them, giving them in the afterlife their reward for the best of what they used to do.
وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَّةً فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْذَرُونَ
Verse number 122. The believers should not go out altogether to fight, so that they are not wiped out if their enemy overcomes them, and they should not all stay behind. A group should go out to strive in Allah's sake, and a group should remain behind to accompany the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, and to gain understanding of their religion through the Quran and sacred laws they hear from them, peace and blessings be upon him, to advise their people when they return to them of what they have learned, so that they are aware of Allah's punishment and his consequences, and they follow what he instructs and stay away from what he has not allowed. This was concerning the companies that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would send to different areas, choosing a group from among his companions. Beneficial points. 1. The obligation of being mindful of Allah and sticking with those who are truthful. 2. It is obligatory for a Muslim to prefer Allah and His Messenger over everything else. 3. Spending for the sake of Allah is a great virtue. 4. Gaining understanding of the sacred path of life is as important as striving for the sake of Allah. 5. People of knowledge and people who strive for the sake of Allah are the supports of Islam.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قاتلوا الذين يلونكم من الكفار وليجدوا فيكم غلظة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين
Verse number 123. O you who believe, fight against those who oppose the truth who are near to you, because of the danger they pose to you, because of their proximity, and show strength in order to inspire fear in them and drive away their evil. Allah is with a law-conscious believer with his help and support.
وإذا ما أنزلت سورة فمنهم من يقول أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا فأما الذين آمنوا فزادتهم إيمانا وهم يستبشرون
Verse number 124. When Allah revealed a surah to the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, some of the hypocrites would ask by way of mocking and ridicule, which one of you believers has had his faith increase? As for those who had faith in Allah and followed his Messenger, the revelation of the surah has indeed increased them in faith, and they were happy because of the benefit it contained for them, in this world and for the afterlife.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ
Verse number 125. As for the hypocrites, the revelation of the Qur'an with its laws and stories increases them in sickness and wickedness because of their rejection of what is revealed, so that these deplorable characteristics become fixed in them and the disease of their hearts increase with the revelation of the Qur'an because whenever something is revealed, they are skeptical about it.
أولا يرون أنهم يفتنون في كل عام مرة أو مرتين ثم لا يتوبون ولا هم يذكرون.
Verse number 126. Are the hypocrites not taught a lesson by being tried by Allah when He exposes their hypocrisy once or twice a year? Then, despite knowing that Allah did this to them, they do not turn to Him from their disbelief, asking for forgiveness, and do not root out their hypocrisy or think about what happens to them and that it is from Allah.
وَإِذَا مَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ ثُمَّ انْصَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ.
Verse number 127. Whenever Allah reveals a surah to the Messenger, peace be upon him, mentioning the states of the hypocrites would look at one another saying, "Does anyone see you?" If no one is looking at them, they leave the gathering. Allah turned their hearts away from guidance and goodness and leaves them, because they are people who do not understand.
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
Verse number 128. There has come to you, O Arabs, a messenger from among your own selves and from your lineage, who is an Arab like you. What is difficult for you is difficult for him. He is concerned about you, calling you to have faith in your Lord, and he is kind and compassionate with the believers. Verse number 129. If they reject you, O Messenger, not believing in what you come with, then say, "Allah is sufficient for me. There is nothing worthy of worship except Him. I rely on Him alone. And He, glory be to Him, is the Lord of the Great Throne." Beneficial points. 1. It is necessary to fight against those who oppose the truth, who are nearest in proximity to the Muslims, if Islam has spread and there is a need for such fighting. 2. The state of the hypocrites when the Quran was revealed was one of unhappiness and anxiousness. 3. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was merciful with and concerned about the believers. 4. The verses indicate the faith increases and decreases, and that the believer should keep an eye on his faith and commit to it, so that it is renewed and grows and is always increasing.